Welcome to Syria the Truth. Our episode title for today is Obama Overtly Supports Al-Qaeda, Provides Terrorists with Chemical Weapons. Michel Jasudowski by Professor Michel Jasudowski, published on Global Research, June 25, 2013. In the midst of pre-Geneva the Second talks on Syria, Professor Michel Jasudowski, Director of the Center for Research on Globalization and Professor Emeritus at the University of Ottawa, tells the Voice of Russia about the controversial role the Obama administration plays in the Syrian conflict and the possibility that the U.S. head of state not only cooperates with Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations, but also supplies them with chemical weapons. In one of your recent articles, you suggested that the chemical weapons accusations in Syria are fabricated. You said that, in a bitter irony, the evidence amply confirms that the chemical weapons are being used not by Syrian government forces, but by the U.S.-supported Al-Qaeda rebels. Can you elaborate on this issue? If we look at various media reports, including CNN, but it is also acknowledged in Israeli media, the rebels, namely Al-Nusra, are in possession of chemical weapons. But moreover, it is acknowledged that Western forces are actually training Al-Nusra rebels in Jordan and Turkey, and this is confirmed by a December 9th CNN report. We had subsequently the report of the United Nations Independent Mission, which confirms that rebel forces are in possession of sarin nerve gas, and the United Nations Human Rights Investigators actually made a statement to that effect and refuted the accusations that government forces were in possession of chemical weapons. In fact, what they said is that the rebels were in possession of chemical weapons. Then we also had a Turkish police report, which essentially confirmed these previous reports. The fact that the Al-Nusra terrorists, who are supported by the Western Military Alliance, they were arrested with sarin gas in their possession. Regarding the issue of chemical weapons in Syria, you have also said that Obama has not only crossed the red line, he is supporting Al-Qaeda. He is a liar and a terrorist. Other than the provision of chemical weapons to Syrian opposition, is there any other evidence to support the claim that Obama might be supporting Al-Qaeda? I think that we are beyond the issue as to whether Obama is supporting Al-Qaeda. John Kerry is directly in contacts with commanders, which are in link with Al-Qaeda rebels. We've got a fairly large documentation to the effect that weapons and money are being channeled to the rebels, and that these rebels actually are on the U.S. State Department list of terrorist organizations. So, what I am saying essentially is that these Al-Qaeda-affiliated organizations are not longer supported covertly by the CIA, they are supported overtly by the U.S. President and the Secretary of State, who is in touch with commanders of that terrorist force. In particular, the main intermediary is a General Idris, who is with the Free Syrian Army and who is in constant contact with the rebels. But what I think we should understand is that Obama administration and its allies are harboring a terrorist organization which is on the State Department list, and that means that President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry could, under the U.S. law, be held responsible, and I quote the document of the State Department, knowingly providing or attempting or conspiring to provide material support or resources toward engaging in transactions with Al-Nusra Front. So that essentially what I am contending is that Obama is in violation of the Patriot Act, he is in violation of U.S. anti-terrorist legislation, and in fact the U.S. government is in blatant violation of its own counter-terrorism legislation while waging a so-called war on terrorism. You can't wage a war on terrorism and then provide support to the terrorists. That's all, everybody. Thanks for listening. Good night and goodbye.